There are 15 core events that changed the course of Fortnite's history forever, including AIs like Crank 90s, lawsuits with rival games that could have spelled tragedy, and even the single decision made in an Uber ride that is the very reason Fortnite still exists all these years later. But before all of that is Fortnite's very first live event. In the latter half of June of 2018, Fortnite's map began to subtly change in ways that pointed to some kind of big event. Eventually, a leaked map of patch 4.5 came out, and it was discovered that the rocket was missing from its season-long home of the lair. And then came the timer, set to end on June 30th at 1:30 PM Eastern. When it finished counting down, the world was shocked. Writer for Forbes, Paul Tassi, said that, quote, "Before the launch, I joked that the Fortnite rocket would be our generation's moon landing. However, unlike the moon landing, the Fortnite rocket launch was actually real, and it even attained the Guinness World Record for being the first ever live event to be simultaneously viewable on all platforms. While Fortnite may not have quote-unquote invented live events, they revolutionized the idea and, going forward, used it as their primary driver for building hype, as the black hole event that happened 1 year later saw Fortnite's highest ever peak in popularity." And for those who never viewed it, a recreation event is set to take place on July 26th of this year. Similarly, there is Ninja's record-shattering stream with Drake. On March 15th, 2018, Drake tweeted out that he was playing Fort Space Night with Ninja. The stream peaked at 628,000 viewers, a 62% increase over the previous 388,000 concurrent viewer record held by Dr. Disrespect's Return stream. The event made mainstream media headlines across the world and cemented Fortnite as not just a video game, but a worldwide phenomena. And one of those reasons was because of Fortnite's building mechanic, showed off by Myth in this iconic clip recorded on December 1st, 2017.
What the fuck? He keeps building higher. He built the, he kept building up and building up. I've never seen that strategy used.
This is the first documented build fight in Fortnite history, as evidenced by Summit's bewilderment. The clip caused Myth's viewership to explode, but more importantly, it showed that building was a mechanic that separated Fortnite from all games going forward. From this point on, everyone wanted to learn how to build, and tutorials slowly flooded YouTube. And these days, Fortnite is widely considered to be the hardest game to go pro in, along with Rocket League, due to just how unique the mechanics are. But the primitive building system of 2017 would not suffice for recreating the clips of now. So what changed? Well, on February 21st, 2018, Epic introduced a turbo build option as a toggleable setting to Fortnite. Simply put, just hold down the mouse button to place builds as opposed to clicking every individual piece. Then in patch 4.3, the interval for pieces placed subsequently to your first was decreased to just 0.05 seconds. Finally, in patch 7.4, all build intervals, including your initial piece, were decreased to 0.05 seconds. The addition of turbo build undeniably changed the game forever, as it is what enabled the skill ceiling to be as high as it is. But one building technique in specific stands out above all the rest, colloquially known as the cone that changed Fortnite forever, shown off by Hamlins on June 19th, 2018.
As soon as he pisses ramp above me, watch this.
What can I do?
Bop! Where you going?
Despite being obvious tech today, back then, cones were seen as useless and 95% of players didn't even have them bound to a key, so it was kind of like the subscribe button, that 95% of you still haven't pressed, so click it already. But a select few pros like 72 Hours discovered it way before the Hamlins clip, and Gate kept that shit like the Krabby Patty secret formula. But the publicity Hamlins casted onto the trick revealed to the wider player base the importance of controlling space with your own builds, later becoming known as Peace Control. And in the early days, some of the first players to master these mechanics were cracked 14-year-olds, but there was a huge issue. They weren't allowed to compete. At that point, all tournaments were invite-only and had an age floor of 16, but in February of 2019, Fortnite announced the World Cup and along with it, changed their terms of service to state that all individuals above the age of 13 could now compete. The decision paid off in so many ways, making for some incredible storylines like the 13-year-old nobody knew from Argentina, who W-keyed through pros like it was nothing and made $900,000 after placing 5th. Without this change being made, there would have never been Mongrel, Clicks, Mr. Savage, and of course, Peterbot. But there is one forgotten moment in particular that started Peterbot's generational Fortnite run. At the start of Chapter 5 Season 2, Peterbot managed to claim to drop a Grim Gate all for himself, and it was seeming inevitable that him and Poyo would steamroll the competition. NA had officially been conquered. But then, a savior came. It was the previous FNCS champion, Acorn, claiming that him and Cold would contest Peterbot for all of 2024 so he could save NA, but when the time came, he got wiped.
100-on-1, 100-on-1!
What up, Acorn Buddy? Dude, look at this fucking bot! What are you doing? What are you doing?
Peterbot is winning grands, GG, is what he said in response, and it is at this moment that the most dominant run in Fortnite competitive history began and is still ongoing to this day. But in order to get as good as Peterbot, you need practice, which segues into the addition of Playground Mode on June 27th, 2018. Prior to this, the best way to practice building skills in Fortnite was to Q-snipe your friends and then farm out Wailing Woods for max materials. Playground Mode changed the game by providing a readily available private playlist for you and three others. No longer did you have to wait 10 minutes between each fight. If you were around back then, I'm sure you remember this exact setup that players always used. Playground would eventually be phased out over the years through multiple renditions, culminating in the release of UEFN. On March 22nd, 2023, Fortnite debuted the Unreal Editor for Fortnite to the world. The increased capabilities of UEFN allowed creators to finally make full-on recreations of older Fortnite maps. Epic did not approve of this though and began to cease and desist said maps. Seeing how popular they were though, Epic decided to make their own Fortnite OG mode, which breathed new life into the game. But not all core moments are unanimously positive, like the introduction of bots. In patch 10.4 release on September 23rd, 2019, Epic introduced skill-based matchmaking into the game, and quietly supplementing the update was a blog post which mentioned that starting in Chapter 2, AI bots would be added to the game, and here is some of the first ever footage of Crank, the Fortnite bot that cranks 90s. The initial reactions to this were mixed, and definitely negative in nature.
They're adding bots to the game, bro? What the f-
Bro, I don't know how I feel about this.
The biggest problem with SBMM is that there's simply no need for it if ranked mode functioned properly. But alas, the change went through, and to this day, bots are still controversial for how they change the game. Some players say they ruin the thrill of winning, while others say bots give them a fighting chance. But it seems like the answer ultimately lies in the introduction of Zero Build. Leading up to March 20th, 2022, Fortnite as a game was in shambles, as casuals were quitting in droves due to the game being too sweaty, while competitive players simultaneously hated the meta for being too spray-heavy. But then, Epic drops their magnum opus, to an immense amount of backlash from the entire scene. But once people got around to playing it, they realized it was actually pretty fun, maybe even better than Builds. Despite what you may think of Zero Build, there is no denying that they rebooted Fortnite, but there was a time when reboot bans weren't even a feature. That was until this new game named Apex Legends came out and for the first time in 11 months dethroned Fortnite as the most popular game on Twitch. This new opponent had Fortnite concerned, so they borrowed some of its greatest features, and thus Reboot Ban was born. Of all the content additions to Fortnite, Reboot Bans are among the best, though bringing in features from other games nearly spelt disaster for Fortnite back in 2018. In January of that year, developer of PUBG, Bluehole, filed a lawsuit against Epic Games in Korea for alleged copyright infringement, but the full story goes back a lot further, as back when Battle Royale first released in September of 2017, Bluehole's vice president expressed concerns with the release of the game, as at that time, Bluehole had licensed Epic Games' Unreal Engine 4 to use to create their own hit Battle Royale game, so in their eyes, they saw it as Epic backstabbing them by releasing a similar game while assisting PUBG with developing their own game. But 5 months later in June, the lawsuit was withdrawn under unknown circumstances. One reason experts cited the lawsuit wouldn't hold up was because of Fortnite's unique art style, but it wasn't always this way, as in its early stages of development, Fortnite had a much more gritty tone. Colors were relatively desaturated, lines were harsh, and everything was shrouded in fog. But when at the time art director Peter Ellis thought about how he could possibly model so much detail on a game with a destructible environment, he knew something needed to change.
As much as the initial art approach was really cool, we knew it wasn't the right choice. We were thinking about long-term games, these types of things that people would engage with for hundreds of hours, if not years of engagement. And what we saw was a lot of those games tended to be brighter or more stylized.
And this is something that holds true to this day, with games like Team Fortress 2 and Minecraft having immense staying power, even after all these years. However, there is one single change that had it not happened, Fortnite would not be around today, and it is simply the pivot to a battle royale game, a decision that was made on a whim in an Uber ride. You see, Fortnite as an idea started all the way back in 2011, and the game was in development hell for 6 years. Once it finally released in 2017, it was popular for a few days, but then quickly died down. So seeing the success of Minecraft Hunger Games and PUBG, Donald Mustard and three other Epic Games employees decided they would make one too. With just 3 hours and a dream, the full design document for the game was drafted. When asked about critique relating to copying PUBG, Donald Mustard said, "This to me is just an evolution of Quake, proving that every game is truly just a Quake mod." Subscribe and check out the other videos on your screen, as well as my second channel below.